Well, Mike, there's this Apple launch taking place. Right, Apple launch taking place, Mike. Apple.
Yes, there is. Yes, I believe there is. Yes. Right, not a fan of Apple, have to be honest.
Right.
But I believe they've unveiled a new smartwatch. First new product line since the first iPad. And the death of its coordinator, Steve Jobs, I believe.
Mm. Yes, yeah, so it will be, should be very good. We have a little bit of a technical problem here because we seem to have headphone problems. So if anyone in the studio wants to come and help sort it. But apart from that, hello, John. Sorry to interrupt with this a bit of a technical issue. But anyway, otherwise, Apple doesn't have technical issues. But is Apple as up to date as it might be? What do you think?
I think Apple is great at marketing. I think most of the things they announced yesterday, other companies are already doing, but Apple are really, really good at bringing it all together, putting it in a polished product, marketing it, and convincing everybody that they've never seen this sort of stuff before and that they really need it in their lives.
Right, but do they? I mean, is it as up-to-date as some of the other things on the market?
There are actually quite a few other phones that
yes.
do the things that the iPhone 6 that was announced yesterday does. There are things, there are sort of mini tablets, they call them phablets, a mixture of phone and tablets, that are quite similar to the iPhone 6 Plus that Apple announced yesterday. I think one of the things that Apple is really good at is it sort of waits and sees what other people are doing, and it tries and tests until it thinks it's got them 100% right, and then it will go to market. So it's actually 2 or 3 years behind some of the other manufacturers, but some of the other manufacturers have had teething problems with the stuff that they put out there, whereas Apple tends not to have the teething problems because it tries them all so many times before it actually releases them.
Really? Now, Mike, what do you think of this idea of an Apple Watch?
I think it's a backward step, isn't it?
Now then, what would you say?
I don't wear a watch anymore. Don't need one. No. So I find that quite an interesting concept to try and persuade people to buy watches now.
I do wear a watch, partly because it's a faff trying to get your phone out of your pocket all the time when you want to see the time. But actually, I think Apple, particularly the iPhone, did kill off the watch by and large, and they're now trying to reinvent it. I actually think that the watch is quite an interesting pointer to the way things are going. And I think the way things are going is wearable technology and smaller technology. And I think, apart from the fact that you can use the watch as a health and fitness device, it'll monitor your vital signs and urge you to get fitter and all those sorts of things. Also, I think it means that communication devices are getting smaller and smaller, and they're getting to the point now where they're so small that they're almost unnoticeable. And I think eventually that will make communication a lot easier. And that one of the reasons why people, I think, struggle with things like social media these days is that the devices they use them on are not that intuitive. But once you get a really small device that you almost don't notice and you can communicate to anybody in the world on it, I think that could transform the way some people communicate.
Right, OK. So people usually, queue for hours, don't they, to get the latest technology. Have you heard of anything like that happening with these new products?
None of them are out yet. I mean, that's one thing that Apple does, is it always announces them before they actually hit the shop.
I think
most of them are not actually going to hit the shops for about another... certainly another few days for the iPhone 6 and another month or so for some of the other products. And I think the actual watch is not going to be available until next spring. And I think one of the reasons why they do that, that they announce these devices because they want the app developers and those sort of people to come forward and develop apps for them. But there were people queuing. I saw some pictures online of people queuing at Apple stores before the announcement. people will queue.
We're British, aren't we?
I remember being in a city centre when the day the iPhone 5 came out, and there were huge queues. It's just people want to be the first with these things, but it's a mug's game as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I suppose you can put in your order if you like the thing that you're looking at. They will probably have, mock-ups or something like that, won't they?
I'm sure they will. But I suppose it's... For some people, there's nothing like being there and being the first person to get it in your hands and then walking out of the shop with it.
Sure.
We find, though, John, with a lot of... I mean, it's the number 6 and the number 6 XL or whatever it's called. Are they fundamentally the same as the first one, but just with extra add-ons? Is that all they're really doing, just adding on things to actually having a phone and being able to make a phone call.
Yeah, everything is a bit of a tweak. And actually, I mean, you know, I think with every iteration of these things, they become less like a phone and more like a computer.
Mm.
Because I always say to people that we call them smartphones, but actually it's a really minority application these days, the actual telephone calls. We do all sorts of other things with them. The other interesting thing is that I'm a bit of a gadget freak, and I probably had a smartphone before most people I know. And at the time when I first had a smartphone, people looked at it and said, oh, I'll never carry one of those around with me. That's too big to carry around. But actually now the smartphones are getting bigger and bigger.
Mm, yeah, people want the screen size, don't they?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they're not pocket size, are they?
Well, no. I mean, the iPhone 6 Plus certainly isn't pocket size. I mean, you need to carry that in a handbag or a man bag.
Yeah. We'll go back soon to carrying a big battery around with us like we did in the 80s, won't we?
Well, of course, batteries is another issue, and how long the battery's going to last. I mean,
yeah, they don't last very long, do they?
No.
Not really. 3 or 4 hours if you're lucky, really.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's another thing, is that Apple still refuses to have any removable batteries in its devices, whereas, you know, some of the other manufacturers have got removable batteries. I've got a phone that you can take the battery out and put a spare one in, which is great. Mm-hmm. I can actually make it last whole day when I do that.
Mm. Well, you know, I think there's a reason for that. That's so you can't stop them knowing where you are. Isn't it? I think that's what it's all about. It's all about control, John. It's all about knowing where everybody is and what we're doing and what we've been doing so we can carry on being watched.
Oh, dear. That's a very frightening concept.
No pun intended with the word watched.
All right.
That's why I won't have one. I won't have an iPhone.
Well, thank you, John Popham. Obviously, you know a little bit, or maybe a lot, about technology. And thank you, because you are a technology and social media expert, we're told. And that's really great that you've been able to give us some idea of what we can look forward to with these new iPhone 6, iPhone 6L, and the Apple Watch.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.